USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in eastern Oklahoma surveying some of the storm damage that that state has endured.
I just want to say how grateful we are for all the members of the law enforcement community, all of the first responders who've been working 24/7 through all of these tremendous storms and challenges. Our hearts grieve for the loss of life.
President Trump declared a major disaster in three Oklahoma counties that were devastated by floods, tornadoes, and other severe storms. Speaking at a press conference in the UK, President Trump says it's pretty likely that the U.S. will impose tariffs on Mexico.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
The president says Mexico is failing to stop the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
A Democratic governor is calling for new gun control measures in his state after an incident last week, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he's calling for a special state legislative session on gun control in the aftermath of last week's mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Northam saying society must not accept gun violence as inevitable.
It is wrong that we now view these mass shootings as the normal. In fact, it is wrong that we view gun violence in general as the new normal.
On Friday, a public works employee killed 12 people at a municipal building before he was killed by police. His motive still isn't known. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And on news that Fed Chief Jerome Powell has signaled that the central bank is open to cutting interest rates to boost the economy, the Dow has responded positively. Currently, the Dow is up over 400 points with just under an hour left of trading on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study came out that found that 63% of kids in the United States spend over 2 hours a day on recreational. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mary Piper. She's a clinical psychologist and therapist, and one of the things we discussed was regarding screen time, how girls can handle social media, and some of the ways they can use it to actually thrive in our world.
Well, I guess the main point I would like to make to you is that social media affects every aspect of identity building and girls' development, emotional, cognitive, maturational, physical, and so on. So one of the things that we're very much urging is to have a longer discussion based on this new book, Reviving Ophelia, about how we can help girls have the important developmental milestones as a part of their life that they had even in 1994, but because of social media, they're staying home alone on Saturday nights, watching Netflix, and playing around with their device instead of being out in the world with their friends, learning how to take care of themselves.
And finally, CVS plans to turn more than 1,000 of its drug stores into healthcare centers. The nation's biggest pharmacy chain announced on Tuesday that they will begin testing the concept with a Houston-area store called Health Hub. Those stores will include the CVS Minute Nurse Practitioners, along with space for yoga classes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.